everyone, and welcome into episode number 267 of the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
It's We Don't Know Either. It's a podcast. This is only the fifth take that we're trying for no fault of my own.
Yeah.
Beside being a grumpy goose and just angry at Michael's joy to hit the highlights. He's been really happy. I found it not annoying, but just really jealous of your joy because, as we've established multiple episodes, I'm a terrible person.
Yes.
If it helps, mine is chemical induced by a Red Bull after lunch.
By a Red Bull! Yeah! Okay. This podcast brought to you by Red Bull. Let's go.
My God, I wish.
That was my Manser's voice, as we've discussed previously.
Yeah. Real quick note, I got some feedback on the podcast from some people.
Yeah, we should probably not talk about it on the podcast because the people that are listening are also those people giving us feedback.
It was positive feedback.
All right, go ahead.
No, they just... they thought it was great. The biggest question that was asked, and I was asked this question twice at the finals a couple weeks ago, was how much editing do we do to the podcast?
Oh.
Today a lot.
Yeah. And basically my response to the person's question was almost none. Usually it's only 8 or 9 seconds that Lindsay cuts out something that I said.
That's true.
That's very true.
That's about it. It's almost always one take.
That is very true. Which, by the way, leave some reviews on iTunes. Thanks and please and thanks.
Yeah, no, that would be great. There aren't too many reviews on iTunes, so
and they're old. Before
you know
we changed everything.
If anybody likes the podcast, go ahead and leave reviews on iTunes. If you don't like the podcast, don't worry about it so much.
Yes, be more of a Michael and not a Lindsay in your reviews, please.
Can we make that the secret phrase?
Yeah, be more of a Michael, not a Lindsay. Done and done.
Done and done. Remind me of that when we get to the end of the podcast.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I was looking through some stuff about legacies, and by looking through some stuff, I was randomly searching things on the internet, as we often do.
Yep.
So what do you guys know about Richard Gere?
He's an actor.
But what do you think you know about him? What's the rumor? We're going to go right to it.
Oh, you're just straight to the gerbils.
Straight to the gerbils. Okay. Yeah. So rumor, I didn't know. I thought that this was a fact because I didn't fact check. I just assumed since my youth, I guess, when we heard of this story and giggled about it, that yes, he did put a gerbil up his butt and had to go to the ER about it.
Okay.
So I wanted to know if this was true and how did this rumor start?
You know what? Sadly, probably not the most not safe for work thing on your search history.
Well, yeah, because we did dirty, sexy trivia. That's true. So any guesses, any theories? You know, this is your theory time. This is not my question, but I'm just throwing it out there.
So how it got started?
Yeah, because from what I can tell, it is not true. He denies it.
And he's like, I believe that is the case.
And I'm like, I'm not even reading these things anymore.
I think Julia Roberts was pissed at him during Runaway Bride. And she started this because she has that kind of reach.
Nick, any guesses? You're kind of actually kind of close. Now, this is according to TMZ and a couple other, I wouldn't say reliable sources, so I do have a couple backup facts.
Best investigative journalism on the planet.
Yeah, right?
I'm guessing it was somebody who just made a joke and then it kind of got out of hand.
Yeah, so the rumor is, again, just a rumor, that Richard Gere and a particular actor, one of the greatest action movie stars of all time, did not like each other. The one got the other one kicked off the show, and they...
Ben Affleck?
No.
Okay.
This is like an older guy now.
Action hero?
Schwarzenegger. Was it Stallone?
Action hero. Yeah.
Okay.
So the rumor is that Stallone started the gerbil in the butt rumor. And it, you know, it's unconfirmed. Neither of the guys really admit it, but that is the name that has started. Like, there was a full fake press release that came from the animal welfare people, and that's how the press release got into all the Hollywood blogs and things. And now, you know, 20 however many years later, I'm, you know, setting the record straight, kind of.
way to be topical on the podcast. Do something that's currently in the news.
Yeah, so
that's
Sylvester
what I love about
Stallone.
These news reports too. It's never the initial story. It's always the somebody commenting on the story.
Right.
That's when it hits the news.
Yeah. No, that's the what do you have to say about this? Well, I don't know anything about that. President denies knowledge of.
Right.
Yeah.
Blissful ignorance, I guess. So, but yeah, they got him kicked off the thing. It's not true. Blah blah blah. You know how these rumors go, but not true. But this guy still has to fight this, you know, he's still, you know, this was 1984, 85 or something, and he's still getting questions in the 2000s about
I was gonna say,
putting gerbils in
his butt. Doesn't this predate you? Like when you found out about it as a kid 15 years after it happened.
Yeah.
Supposedly happened.
Yeah. So after the fake press release went out and everything. But yeah, so That's my kind of fact. I got a backup fact, but I wanted to lead with that because that's just...
It's a forefront of your mind right now.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, so throwing it to you, Michael.
Okay.
I probably should have offered, like, if you guys... I'd give you $1 million if you can guess what my fact is about.
Okay, so my fact's about baseball.
Baseball, cool.
Specifically perfect games.
Oh. Okay.
So maybe this is a little bit more for Nick. I mean, he is the baseball nerd of the office.
Lindsay is the one that has been to the most baseball games, though.
That is
very true. Very true.
And I like baseball.
Okay.
I just am not an expert by any means. I could have a casual conversation and I can watch a game and know what's going on, but not an expert.
Okay. So, for example, you wouldn't know how many total perfect games there have been in history.
24.
Very close. 23.
Oh, Scherzer's would have been the 24th.
Scherzer, we were talking before the podcast about...
Damn you, Tabata.
Damn you, Tabata. Yeah.
Again, very topical 3 years ago.
3 years ago.
Yeah.
21 in the modern era, though.
21 in the modern era. Okay.
Starting with Cy Young's in 1904. Sure.
Is that your fact?
That is not my fact.
Oh, okay, because I was like, wow, I was a really good guess by me. Maybe I am an expert.
Of course, that's not the fact.
I know.
So, and I actually dug up a lot of facts about perfect games, but I'm going to go with this one.
Okay.
Who are the only two teams in MLB history to throw perfect games against each other?
The only two teams to throw perfect games against each other.
Yes.
Okay, I think this is a good question.
Okay.
Now I had to work hard to find
Nick. To guess blindly.
You want me to guess blindly?
No. I guess however you want.
Okay. So in the modern era, there's 21.
In the modern era, there are 21.
Okay. So you got to go with some of the older teams and some of the more reasonable people who have gotten more than one perfect game.
Well, right, no pitcher's right? thrown more than one perfect game.
Oh.
In the history of perfect games.
There was another one there.
I thought Nolan Ryan had multiple.
Nolan Ryan, I believe, only has one.
I thought Nolan Ryan had more than one, too, but maybe that's because we don't know what we're doing.
Are you saying we don't know?
Oh, well, you know
either?
What? I just looked it up. He was never the winning pitcher of a perfect game, winning pitcher of a perfect game, obviously, yeah, so that makes sense. 7 no-hitters, he was never the winning pitcher of a perfect game, so my basis is off, because I was like, oh, Astros, Rangers, you know, teams he played for.
Yeah, no, I mean, you got to go with...
Mets, bleh.
Right. I mean, the Yankees have thrown at least... two that I can think of, Wells and Cone. Two
Yankees
in my lifetime.
Are actually tied with the most perfect games thrown as a team.
Okay,
at 3.
Okay,
with
I named two of them.
Yeah, that's, okay, you did.
Yeah,
with the Chicago White Sox, actually.
Okay,
they cheated. I don't believe in them.
Chicago White Sox.
That's a World Series.
Anything
joke
recent
from,
for the Chicago? From, yeah, is that a Black Sox joke?
Yeah, it is. I wrote a whole paper about
Humber?
That trial. Actually,
Humber. Okay.
Humber, and then before that,
2009,
Brule, Mark Brule,
Burley. I'm gonna go. No, that's not gonna work.
Okay, I'm gonna stick with Yankees because usually if it's a baseball trivia question, yeah. It's a safe bet to get. It's just like Taft, you know how you always guess
yes,
that,
right?
Yeah,
so. It's Yankees for the.
I'm gonna go Yankees, and I'm gonna go.
It'd have to be another AL East team, right?
Well, that's
Red
where they
Sox,
play the
Yankees,
most
Red Sox.
No, that seems too obvious. Okay, maybe I'll take it back. Nick?
Okay.
You don't want to throw out a guess there,
I'm going to go Phillies.
Okay.
Because I know Roy Halladay did it recently.
Yeah, I watched that
five,
game.
Yeah, you were probably at that game.
Oh, no.
You're probably
You would know if I was at
Halladay
that game.
Halladay
was
2010.
So who's in the AL East?
NL.
NL East. The Expos.
No, they were not existed in 2010.
The Phillies and the Expos.
Please excuse the obvious joke.
Huh?
Swing and a miss.
Okay, so not...
Lindsay's just disappointed.
Just no.
I'm mad I didn't think of it, really. It's the jealousy is coming back up again of your joy and
all
your
right.
baseball puns.
So knowing you...
Yes.
Wait, no, the Angels have never thrown a perfect game that I can
the
think
Angels
of.
Have won.
They have won.
Back in the day when they were the California Angels.
Oh.
Okay.
So this was 1984, Mike Witt threw a perfect game. 1984.
Okay.
So before my time, but...
Right.
It is there.
The Rangers have had a couple.
Yeah, I'm
going to
say Rangers-Yankees. Final answer.
Rangers-Yankees. Lindsay's 0 for 1.
Okay.
One for two, excuse me.
One for two. The Yankees or Rangers?
It was the Rangers, is correct.
Yeah, okay, that's exactly what I said from the beginning.
Right. Rangers and Indians.
No.
Rangers and...
All right, just tell us, because we're not going to list through all of the teams.
I really thought Nick was going to... As soon as he said, knowing you, I thought he was going to come up with it. It's the Rangers and the Angels.
It is the Rangers and Angels. Okay. Yes. Well, I said knowing you, and then I said Rangers, so I got real close.
So both the Angels and Rangers have been involved in two perfect games. One thrown by the Angels, one thrown by the Rangers.
Okay.
Both in Arlington, Texas.
Okay.
So like I said, 84 was Mike Witt. He threw the perfect game against the Rangers.
Right.
And let me see. I had it just a second ago. Texas Rangers, Kenny Rogers in 1994.
Yeah. And then he made chicken.
And then he made chicken.
Yeah.
But yeah, both of them at the ballpark at Arlington.
All right. Angels and Rangers. Well, so with the recent national championship, this is a great question for you because this has been a debate going on throughout the internet over the last couple of years.
I also need to mention, this is as of the end of the 2017 season.
Right, yeah.
So if something happens this weekend.
Right, yeah.
Then... We're going to get abdicated.
Right, absolutely. Okay. Perfect game. So Villanova won the national championship.
Yeah.
You're from the area. The whole debate is that people in Philly were celebrating another Philly championship. Is Villanova a suburb of Philadelphia?
I wish you could see how much I'm tensing right now.
I could feel it from across the table.
Because this is something that I feel very, very passionately about, that the main line where Villanova is located is not in Philadelphia.
Okay.
Nor should it be considered. There's been a lot of, when they've had their championship raids, like people don't even know how to get to Center City because you have to like take the train. It's like a whole big thing to get there. And it's not I don't want to say a long drive, but you know, it's going to take you a good chunk of time to get from there into the city. And as somebody who went to Temple, who, you know,
downtown.
That's in the
yeah,
that is in the
West
city.
Philadelphia. Yeah.
And you can see North Philly. Oh,
sorry, it was Drexel's. Yeah.
West
Philly, yeah.
And they, you know, have a Center City campus and like you could see Temple flags in the background of the Villanova parade pictures. Like it makes me furious. And as somebody who attended a lot of Big Five basketball games, which is one of the greatest traditions in college basketball, Nova would never let us bring our rollouts into the pavilion. And that always drove me nuts because you're part of this tradition and just
be
you're not too good for this. Well, maybe they are now, but still, it
after
really
two national championships in 3 years,
and their students
years,
wouldn't come,
two,
and
3 years.
And like I don't know, I had like some bad experiences with a girl in the student section wearing like a cardigan, which is I wear cardigans, but like you don't have to judge me just because I don't have a cardigan on, okay?
I'm constantly judging you because you're not wearing a cardigan.
She was like, "Oh, these Temple students, like, what riffraff?" And I'm like, "You spend $5 on a slice of pizza, so I don't even want to hear it right now."
So your answer is no.
No, it's not.
Philadelphia cannot claim Villanova.
It's embarrassing as a city, and I will go on record as saying that repeatedly.
Okay.
And my brother went to Nova Law. I have a lot of friends that went there. I looked at it. I applied, got in. Cool.
Right.
It's a very nice school with a lot of nice people, but you are not in Philadelphia.
So would you, do you
and
take...
girl with the cardigan, you know who you are.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Watch your back. Do you take issue with the people of New York celebrating an East Rutherford Giants championship?
All right. Well, I mean, that's the question, right?
Do you take issue with the people of Dallas celebrating a Arlington Cowboys victory?
Well, that's always the question, and we've asked that about like which divisions don't have their teams because the Eagles are the only team.
It was a finals round, I think, at one point.
Yeah, the Eagles are the only team in the NFC East, for example, that actually play in the city
that they're named after.
Exactly,
right.
You know, because we know Dallas, Fort Worth, and East Rutherford, and Redskins are obviously in Landover. So yeah, that question has come up a bunch. It drives me insane. I don't know if technically they're in the city limits, but they are not in the city.
Well, here's the other thing I learned, and I learned it while I was at the Nats home opener. Apparently, the reason the stadium for the Redskins is in Maryland is to avoid the tailgating laws of D.C. and Virginia.
That is part of it, yeah.
Okay. I mean, wasn't sure how close that was, but they were saying, oh, it's basically because you can tailgate in Maryland. Yeah,
the bigger part of it is that the owner, Jack Kent Cooke, could buy the property and build a stadium in Maryland, and he couldn't do that in D.C. I mean, that's a big... I mean, technically, where do the Redskins play? Lindsay, do you have any idea that technically what is the name of the city the Redskins play in?
Landover.
It is not.
I don't... What, then?
It is Raljohn, Maryland.
Hmm.
Okay. The reason it's Raljohn, Maryland is because when the former owner, Jack Kent Cooke, bought the property, he had it zoned as a separate township, and he named it after his two sons, Ralph and John. So it's Raljohn, Maryland is where they play their games. technically, although nobody ever refers to that.
Yeah, like the official address is coming up as Hyattsville.
Right.
So, interesting. Yeah. Cool.
So, but that's if you go back to like Madden oh whatever or 96 or 98 when they introduced the Redskins, they play in Raljohn, Maryland on Madden.
Huh.
Like that's what it's named.
This is actually before we get into your fact. This kind of segues into my bonus fact.
Sure,
which
go
is
for
a
it.
A little bit more factual than my first one, which is like, here's a bunch of rumors.
Yeah, not so much a fact as, hey, I've been thinking about this and I want to talk about it with people.
So who do we think of celebrity-wise from Philadelphia? Probably one of the most famous songs
Will
in
Smith.
Relation. Will Smith. Yeah, you got it.
He's from West Philadelphia, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Born and raised. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, which is actually, again, the perfect segue.
I was going to say Stallone, but...
I was going to say Richard Gere.
So, he, you know the you both obviously know the Fresh Prince theme song.
Yes.
Do you know of the hidden verses?
There are multiple verses?
There
yeah, so,
are.
So on the most of the episodes of the show, it's about a minute long or so of the theme song that, you know, everybody kind of knows that version. But on the first episode and every now and then, there is a 2-minute full length of the song.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, here's an actual song on an album, and that's...
No, this was the theme song of the show.
Right. But I'm sure they released it on an album at some point.
Well, yeah. Same thing with Bare Naked Ladies and Big Bang Theory. There's a second verse to that song as well.
Yeah, so this was actually in the middle of a song. So in the original thing, she says, now go to Bel Air, the mom.
Right.
Then he gets out of the
it's
cab.
Now
he
off to Bel Air.
Yeah, he whistles for a cab, which everyone's like, why are you taking a cab from Philly to L.A.? That would be very expensive.
Right.
But in the...
I always assume that he took a plane and then from the airport he was whistling for the cab.
Exactly. So that verse encompasses him flying on an airplane.
Okay.
And my trivia question...
Verse.
Yeah, so my question is, what did Will Smith drink on the airplane on his way from Philadelphia to Bel Air?
I actually know the lyric. I know exactly what you're going, so I will withdraw myself until Nick is done guessing.
Orange juice.
Yeah, exactly.
How specific do you want him to get?
Orange juice with pulp.
No, he's...
he was drinking orange juice out of a champagne glass.
Ah.
Yeah, and that's the lyric of the song.
Wait,
cannot
so
play.
I got it.
You did.
Yeah, on
you
the first guess. It.
Yeah, well
go for
done.
Me.
And I just wanted to point that out. If you thought they drove for a cab, you were wrong.
This might be all right.
Yeah, so he goes and he even flies out first class, which is pretty cool.
Wow, Uncle Phil had to spring for it.
Yeah.
That is one of the more terrifying things is to think about like where we are in life and in time. Will Smith, I think, is now 5 or 6 years older than Uncle Phil was at the start of the show.
Oh, yeah.
I forget what show it was. He did an interview, and they were asking him about a potential Fresh Prince reunion of some sort. And they actually mentioned, it's like, well, it's funny. You went bungee jumping, and there's a picture of him. He's bunching, and on the way back up, he looks very similar to the Uncle Phil. To James Avery.
Okay. Because
they kind of put the shot by shot, and he kind of had the double chin. It was just a bad angle.
Right.
It was pretty close. If I can find the clip, I'll throw it in the link dump.
Please do. Okay, so we got to wrap it up in the next couple minutes. But Nick, I stepped on you with my multiple facts, but it just kind of made sense.
Right. Well, so. we can get into my fact in more depth next week.
Okay, cool.
Real quick, I can cut it down.
If we remember.
Yeah. Basically, I was reading an article on the optimal length of everything online. So
cool.
What is the correct number of characters for a tweet? What is the number of paragraphs in a blog post? What is the number of all of that stuff? So here's my question. Here's my fact. What is the ideal length in minutes of a podcast?
20 minutes.
I was going to say 23 minutes.
It is 22 minutes.
Yeah.
22 minutes is the ideal length. So Lindsay made a change to this podcast about 2 years ago, down to 22 minutes. So
cool.
I'm wondering if you read this article back then.
I did not, but I'm very happy that it was right, I guess.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was another positive feedback is that the length of it is perfect.
Cool.
There are a couple podcasts that I listen to that are about an hour long,
uh-huh.
and I can really only listen to them in about 20-minute chunks. Like,
yeah.
Okay, I'll come back to
this.
Well,
it's the same thing with, like, videos and things. Like, if I see your video is over 2 minutes, what are we watching here? I got to, like, buckle down, get my popcorn out, recline my seat. Like, if it's over 2 minutes on an internet video, I am – I feel like I'm going to a theater. It's an experience.
It depends on the video, though. You and me have, like, we're watching Frasier in the office during lunch and stuff like that. We'll finish up.
If you missed that, we're watching Frasier, so we're really highbrow.
Absolutely.
FYI, perfect length of a YouTube video, 2 minutes 54 seconds.
There you go.
54. But we occasionally go, we got a 5-minute video. Let's just wrap this up.
Squeeze one in.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true. You're right. It's fine. Fine, Michael. Okay, cool. So we already have the secret fact. Secret fact?
It's just
bananas. I want to know more context than that. There's a secret fact.
Right.
I hate them, and I think they're gross.
You don't like bananas?
I don't.
What is wrong with you?
I hate them.
How about banana bread or banana muffins?
Banana bread, okay. Banana muffins, maybe.
Banana muffins are amazing.
What about banana runts?
Oh, banana runts are the worst.
If I'm going to have any sort of candy, I'm not wasting my time on runts.
My dad used to make fun of me because I used to eat all the banana ones first.
Uh-huh.
Because they were the worst.
Right. Yeah. Get them out of the way.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I
had like the apples and the cherries and what else.
I give them to Asher.
Here you go, kid. Kids are basically like goats, really.
All right. Real quick, 30 seconds or less. Number one seed for candy?
Number one seed for candy. It's all about mood. But I will... I wouldn't take them number one overall draft, but something that I don't get to have a lot, but I love every time I have it, and I say I need to have it more. Take Five.
Underrated, but
delicious.
Ask for the number one. She goes with Take Five.
I did not think you could be wrong about picking a candy up to this.
What are you talking about?
Michael,
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Excellent choice. Both of you are wrong. The correct answer is Skittles.
I got to tell you, if I'm not in the mood for chocolate, Skittles is a solid go-to, but I do believe sweet tarts are better.
No.
Okay. Well, this has gone off.
Hard pass.
So next week, we're going to talk more about Nick's lengths of things, I guess.
Yeah.
Wait, hang on. That's uncomfortable. And also, I have some things about a legacy that you don't really want to have. So I'm continuing on my legacy thing. This one, I promise, is not about gerbils and butts. Unless you want it to be. No, don't tell me that.
Great. So we're going to talk about Nick's length and legacies you don't want to have.
I'm going to be a straight mystery about what my fact is next week.
Typhoid. Okay. Right. This has been the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
We don't know either.
Bye.